Rise and shine. 6 a.m. and your hand can't make it to the alarm clock before the voices in your head start telling you that it's too early, too dark, and too cold to get out of bed. Aching muscles lie still in rebellion, pretending not to hear your brain commanding them to move. A legion of voices are shouting their unanimous permission for you to hit the snooze button and go back to dreamland. But you didn't ask their opinion. The voice you've chosen to listen to is one of defiance. A voice that says there was a reason you set that alarm in the first place. So sit up, put your feet on the floor, and don't look back, because we've got work to do. Welcome to the grind. For what is each day but a series of conflicts between the right way and the easy way? 10,000 streams fan out like a river delta before you, each one promising the path of least resistance. Thing is, you're headed upstream. And when you make that choice, when you decide to turn your back on what's comfortable, safe, and what some would call common sense, well, that's day one. From there, it only gets tougher. So just make sure this is something you want, because the easy way out will always be there, ready to wash you away. All you have to do is pick up your feet. But you aren't going to, are you? With each step comes the decision to take another. You're on your way now, but this is no time to dwell on how far you've come. You're in a fight against an opponent you can't see, but oh, you can feel him on your heels, can't you? Feel him breathing down your neck. You know what that is? That's you. Your fears, your doubts, and insecurities all lined up like a firing squad, ready to shoot you out of the sky. But don't lose heart. While they're not easily defeated, they are far from invincible. Remember, this is the grind. The battle royale between you and your mind, your body, and the devil on your shoulder is telling you that this is just a game. This is just a waste of time. Your opponents are stronger than you. Drown out the voice of uncertainty with the sound of your own heartbeat. Burn away your self-doubt with the fire that beneath you. Remember what we're fighting for, and never forget that momentum is a cruel mistress. She can turn on a dime or the smallest mistake. She is ever searching for the weak place in your armor, that one tiny thing you forgot to prepare for. So as long as the devil is hiding the details, the question remains, is that all you got? Are you sure? And when the answer is yes, when you've done all you can to prepare yourself for battle, then it's time to go forth and boldly face your enemy, the enemy within. Only now you must take that fight into the open, into hostile territory. You're a lion in a field of lions, all hunting the same elusive prey with a desperate starvation that says victory is the only thing that can keep you alive. So believe that voice that says you can run a little faster, and you can throw a little harder, and that for you, the laws of physics are merely a suggestion. Luck is the last dying wish of those who want to believe that winning can happen by accident. Sweat, on the other hand, is for those who know it's a choice. So decide now, because destiny waits for no man. And when your time comes and 1,000 different voices are trying to tell you you're not ready for it, listen instead to that lone voice of dissent. The one that says you are ready. You are prepared. It's all up to you now. So rise and shine.
Not an hour, another day, but at this moment with my arms outstretched, I need you to make a way, as you have done so many times before. Through a window or an open door, I stretch my hand to thee. Come rescue me, I need you. I need you now, I need you now, I need you now, I need you now. Not another day. Another minute, not an hour of another day, but Lord, I need you right away. If I never needed you before, to show up and reach I was yet searching the world for more. The truest friend I have indeed. You're my best friend I know in need. I stretch my hands to thee. Come rescue me. I need you right away. The agony of being alone. The fear of doing things on my own. The tests and trials that come to make me strong.
Good morning, West Coast. Good morning, East Coast. Good morning, all over the world right now. Welcome to The Grind, ladies and gentlemen, the realest, absolute realest show ever. Man, no matter what, through the adversity, through the trials, through the tribulations, guess what? Still have to grind. We grind. So what are the two alternatives? The alternatives are to keep going or to quit. One has a massive reward. The other has a crazy failure-stricken reward. So the realest show ever, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to The Grind. We're going to have some unscripted conversation this morning. We got our coffee. Guys, you know, a lot going on, you know, and it is in your house this morning, ladies and gentlemen. A lot going on in the world. Pam, say hello to everybody.
Great morning, everybody jumping on the grind. I want to say happy Tuesday. You know, I tell you, in the midst, just like Nate said, of everything that's going on, we got to stay focused. We got to know without a shadow of a doubt that God is in control as we are using the wisdom that he's given us, but knowing that, you know what, this too shall pass. So happy Tuesday to everybody that's jumping on Instagram. I haven't even gotten it going, but everybody's jumping on Facebook, everybody that has dialed into The Grind. Great morning, great morning. And you know, it's another day for us to be great, you know, but this is a season in which we get the opportunity to focus on self. It's an opportunity for us to really listen and to be able to grow and to work on us as we are moving forward in the vision and the purpose that God has given us to continue to change lives. But yet we have the opportunity to reflect. We have the opportunity to not just work on us, but to definitely spend that time with our family and to really recognize the season that we're in. So, you know, you have to know that, you know, in order to get to the good, you got to go through the bad sometimes, you know, but the greater is on the other side of it. When you know whom and whose and who you absolutely belong to, he's in total control. So
absolutely.
It's a great day.
Absolutely.
Great time
morning.
To turn up
great
in other
morning.
Ways is what it means.
Great afternoon.
Right.
All of that. Man.
Right. All of that.
All this great stuff. I know we have people dialing in on the East Coast. We have people dialing in on the phone line. We have people dialing in on Facebook. Pam has people up here on Instagram,
right?
As well. You know, welcome all of you guys. We see you out there dialing in on Facebook. We see you, Miss Jamise Nichelle Sky. Absolutely.
Great morning.
Sean Jackson Hughes. Thank you, guys. Thank you, Mr. Sylvester Davis, for being a part of the grind this morning. Thank you, Miss Patrice Thornhill, for being a part of the grind. If you guys say good morning to us, we're going to say good morning.
Right. Great
back.
Morning. Great but morning, everybody.
Some of you
on,
may be sneaking around.
On IG.
Yeah.
Some people still at
Who's
work.
Who's on IG this morning? Who's on IG?
We want to say great morning to everybody that's out there. People chiming in. You know, on Instagram, we got all these different names, but great morning. To everybody that's jumping on IG and
they like their
everywhere.
Names.
Right,
they like their
right,
names,
right,
so
right,
yeah,
right.
Names.
Great morning, Miss Lady Sean. Great morning, Dave Music 12. Great morning, Boss Move 40. Great morning, great morning. Is it Moss Mini 440? See, sometimes you don't want to mess up stuff. Sap Dot Lizzie, great morning.
That's all right.
Giannetti, Mr. and Mrs. Gratitude, great morning, beautiful couple. Yes, great morning. Great morning. Great morning, all y'all. Sister Tanya Jones. Great morning to everybody that's jumping on. Yes.
Absolutely, absolutely. It's another grind day.
It sure is.
Grind 7 days a week. It doesn't stop, guys. We just chose to jump on Tuesdays and Fridays just to share a little bit of our lives, our life experiences, past, you know, old, new, and future. So we're not jumping on here claiming to know everything. We just share with you what God has shared with us to give you.
Right.
That's why this show is unscripted. We don't plan things out. I mean, we just jump on. We just talk because we believe that there is always an open connection between you and God. You just have to unblock that connection.
Right.
You know, and in the midst of everything that's going on right now, we won't even give it power. We won't even focus on it because what you focus on grows. And one of the things that I know for a fact is that you want to be aware, but you don't want to spread panic and chaos about it. There's wisdom in everything that we do. We understand what's going on, but we don't give it the power in our lives. And I just fully believe that this is a moment in a lot of different ways that it's time to reset. Every time we have something major that happens in the world, And it's been a minute since we've had a pandemic, but every time something major happens worldwide, then there's always a shift. There's a reset.
Right.
And you know, you have to figure out where you are in that reset. You know, how are you going to survive out of, you know, through this? How are you going to, as we always say, grow through it and not just go through it? Be wise, practice the four L's, look, listen, learn, and lead, because we're first and foremost always called to lead, numero uno, ourselves. Some of you have families out there. If you have your families and if it's you, a husband and a wife, ladies and gentlemen, that constitutes a family, right? Two people constitutes a family. So, you know, check on your loved ones, make sure they're okay, you know, but at the end of the day, guys, do your part, take care of you, and see what the message is in all of this, right?
Because there always is.
Yeah, it's a lot of I guess, alone time or FaceTime with one another today. It was funny because one of the guys in our text groups got this cigar group, and it's funny because he said, you know, it's been a week now or so without sports. He says, I woke up this morning and found this woman sitting on the couch in my living room, and she says she's my wife.
Oh, wow.
She said, you know, she claims to know me. You know, I talked to her for a while. You know, she's
can't
pretty
help
cool.
Pay attention now, right?
Yeah. So now this is the time, you know, that you pay attention to the things that are closest to you and around you, and see what's going on, you know, and understand.
It is. This is definitely that time, because nothing happens by chance. Everything has a purpose. It has a reason. And, you know, you just have to realize that whatever, all the stuff that we're hearing in the news, guys, like, seriously, it was already presented to us in the Word of God a long time ago. So, you know, it's been prophesied. So really and truly, we just have to understand that God is in total control. and to use the wisdom, but to listen. What just like Nate said, what is the message out of this? What is it that you're supposed to take from this in order to learn, in order to grow, and in order to continue to move forward in doing the things that he has called us to do here on this earth? And so when you really know that, you know that, and you keep the faith, you know, faith is everything. Faith over fear all day long, because if you allow fear to creep in, you're going to operate and move out of fear, and then it's going to control you. And there's nothing like being controlled by fear, but yet listening and having that wisdom so you know when you need to be still, when you need to do. But it's a time to create, I believe. It's a time to really create, to really zone in, to go harder. And, you know, in the things and in your purpose, to really focusing and listening to the things that God has called you to do here on this earth, because you got some time on your hand. Many people have more time on their hand than they anticipated.
Right.
So instead of, you know, focusing on the negative, you know, with the fact that there may be more time on your hands that you'd like, focus on the positive. Focus on the things that you can do in the midst of this time, knowing that this too shall pass. Right. Peace. Be still.
Peace be still.
Peace be still.
I like that. And you know what? And peace be still is, man, it is the hardest in the midst of adversity. And
right.
Adversity grows us. And, you know, it's not a pretty thing. It's, you know, it's kind of like taking medicine. It never tastes good.
No.
You know, I remember the old castor oil and the old.
Ooh.
Yeah. And, oh, what's that other one, man? What's that nasty medicine?
Oh.
We used to take. The castor oil was bad. But there was another one, man. Gosh, I can't name anything in that. But it's like the medicines that we take.
Oh, no, I know what you're talking
and
about.
And castor oil was bad enough.
I know which one you're talking
about.
It wasn't the Coke syrup, because Coke syrup was good. It's another one that was horrible. It was brown, right?
I can't remember the name of it either. But it was terrible.
Was horrible.
But right. Then they got fancy and they started to make these things taste better with the man-made stuff.
Yeah.
Right? So, you know, it's like the medicine that you have to take. It doesn't taste good.
Right.
Right. But it's something that you need. And, you know, in the realm of us talking about resetting and really seeing a message inside of what's going on, I just personally believe that this is the time for you, as Pam said, to create, because people move out of inspiration or desperation.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're moving out of desperation now, then you know, take advantage of it at this point. But those of you that move out of inspiration, then you understand that you've been preparing, not specifically for this, but you've been preparing for something,
right.
You know, something to happen, because you always get ahead of the curve. And I just believe that this is the moment that we should just sit down, be still, and chill. And, you know, spend time with one-on-one.
Still got to work.
Well, you know what I'm saying. Yeah, still got to work. You got to find something to do. And it's a tragic time for a lot of people right now, because a lot of people are out of work.
Right.
You know, our prayers go out to you on that, because, you know, a lot of you guys have been dependent on the job, you know, and work to, and rightfully so, to,
right.
to pay your bills. And this, you know, all we can do now is pray that this thing ends as quickly as it started,
right.
You know. And it's a tragic moment, but it's an eye-opening moment.
Mm-hmm.
So here we are, we're in it, and through it all, we have to grind. So what are you doing right now to create something so that when you come out of this, you're stronger?
Right.
You grow, the bones are broken now, so now they're in the healing phase. And you, at this point, have to figure out, what am I going to create? This is when the juices start to flow in, because now you even get to look yourself in the mirror and get to know who you are.
Right.
Right. Because, you know, we're all doing this preparation and things of that nature, trying to figure out, OK, what do I need? You know, everybody's buying up all the toilet paper, you know, and they're buying up all the water. I ain't mad at nobody for anything that they're doing.
Right.
Right? Because everybody prepares the way that they
now.
Need to prepare.
Right.
And, you know, you never know you need something until you don't have it. That's the most.
You don't have it.
Yeah,
that's
the most. It's the same thing when people talk about, you know, guns. You never know you need a gun until you don't have it.
Right.
Right. Until somebody breaks into your house, then the first thing you ask is, why don't I have a gun?
Mm.
Right. So do your best to get prepared and understand, you know, what's happening right now. How can I affect it? You know, how can I be effective in, you know, right here first?
Mm.
Right. And how can I help other people? And what Pam and I are telling you guys this morning is, this is your opportunity to stop, look, look, listen, learn, and lead, right?
Right.
You know, lead yourself into something brand new, create something new. So ask yourself, what am I creating right now while I have this quote unquote downtime? Well, I have this me time, this family time. What are you creating? You know, I know Pam and I, we have a lot going on. Got a move coming up. We got some other stuff coming up, and things are just very, very hectic right now for us. But guess what? We're not complaining.
And all the kids looking at us.
Yeah. And they eat a lot. They eat a lot. Yeah. So it's kind of crazy,
right.
You know,
right.
And, you know, because you've got, you got people that have stacked up.
I'm sorry.
You know, now.
That's it. I'm sorry.
Castoria?
Yeah. Not Dara told you, Mace. I can't. That's for elderly people.
Geritol. Anyway, man, I hear you. So, man, we love y'all. Thank y'all so much, man.
Oh, God,
this is,
I'm sorry. I had to go
this
in.
Is a, this
I didn't
is,
mean
know, that medicine, but this is the medicine.
That's what it was. That Castoria. Man,
that
stuff
Castoria
was horrible.
Super nasty. Super nasty. You know, when Mama said,
oh,
go
God.
Get the tablespoon, you know, he was like, oh, my God.
Right. Please, no. Please, no. But, you know, I was getting ready to say something. I can't remember the name of it, so I won't go there, because that was before the times in which my mom started to move over into them herbs. And when she started to move over into them herbs, I can't remember that one. But you know that one that's powerful, that's nasty as heck? I can't remember what it is. So I'm not even going to go there. But, yeah. But that was what it was. I didn't mean to cut you off.
No, that's fine. That's fine. No,
but
that's all good.
But it's funny how you reflect back on things. Because, like, my brother and I yesterday, as we were having a conversation about what's going on, in the world, he said, you know, he said, Mom tried to prepare us for this 20 years ago. He said, you remember that? He said, Y2K. I was like, you know what? Because we're going to remember. You remember Mommy trying to prepare us? She was telling us, listen, y'all, I'm telling y'all what's happening. And it was, you know, and we looked at our mother like she was crazy. But our mother was out there before, you know, any of this was beginning to happen. She was out there, you know, planning and had tons and tons of toilet paper, tons and tons of everything, canned goods, everything. She was stocking up and she was preparing. So we were like, you know, she was looking down on us right now. She'd be like, your nut buckets.
Right, you dummy.
I tried to prepare y'all, you know, to make sure you get things in order, because these times are going to happen, like, for real. And, you know, and our mom used to always have this vision, too. Remember, Mommy always wanted us to be on this big plot of land, and all of us have our house. She wanted us all to be on one plot of land, and everybody have our house, so we could be right there with each other, walk down, you know, neighbors and stuff and stuff. That was always her
who wants to walk
dream.
Out every day and just see,
like,
your family
right,
around?
We like, we don't want to be that close. But,
yeah, we
right.
don't want to be that close. Look, a lot of people are like, let's live in the same house.
Right.
Yeah, that ain't going to work.
Right, right, right.
But yeah, this is,
you know,
this is an eye-opener. Really,
yeah. But it's
but we've been preparing for it. Everybody has known about what's happening and things like that, but we don't see the signs and the writing on the wall.
Right.
Sometimes we just always hope for the best.
Right.
You know, and you know, I'm
you
the type
to.
Person is, you know, and let's shift this thing a little bit and let's talk about people, you know, a little bit, because the nature of people to me is very fascinating.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Very fascinating. And I think to really appreciate the nature of people, you know, there's a level of discernment that has to come into play. It's all about, you know, seeing a person, you know, and, you know, we all give a person respect, you know, when you see them. You don't know them, right? Even a bum on the street that's homeless and no food, you give them respect because you don't know who they were. You see who they are now,
right?
But you don't know what they went through.
Absolutely.
You know what type of failure that happened in their life. You know it was something catastrophic to put them on the street. But at the end of the day, you really look at a person and you see them for not just what they are, but initially you just give them that respect.
Mm-hmm.
Now a lot of people. Now me and Pam, we have these conversations all the time. Because Pam will tell you that you were created for greatness. And I'll tell you, absolutely, everybody was created for greatness because everybody has their level of greatness.
Right.
But I'm the type of person that I'm only going to discern the actions, the things that you show me. Right. You can tell me things. You can say, I'm going to do this. I'm going to do that. and this is going to happen. I'm like, great, that's great vision, great goals, you know. But I don't, hands up, hey, let's do it.
Right.
But when the rubber meets the road,
mm-hmm.
it's about the action.
It is, all
right?
day long.
And we talk about this all right. the time. So now here we are in this type of a pandemic, and how much action have you taken, you know, to this point? And that's why I'm always so in tune with people, not by what they tell me, but more so by what they show me. And
that's good.
And it's not a judgment thing. It's an assessment. You assess people in your life to make a determination on whether or not they're going to move from level to level with you. Maybe not at that moment, maybe down the road, and that's cool.
Mm-hmm.
But really, guys, we have to get to a point where we understand who we're gelling with, right? Who are you gelling with right now? Who's the person that you, when you really sit down and write down your list of circle, right, people that you spend time with, who are the people that you're getting ready to move to the next level? It doesn't matter what that level is,
mm-hmm.
right? Who are you getting ready to move to the next level with? And I believe that's kind of like one of the keys to success. You know, you have to pick your team.
Right.
And you think about it, there are people that, you know, we watch sports every day, even though they're not on the TV now. But do you think that, you know, every general manager of any team, even, you know, even high school, junior high, they don't just let anybody on the team.
No.
They discern what talent you bring. That talent doesn't always have to be physical. That talent can be mental.
Right.
That talent could be heart. It could be hustle.
A lot of
right?
different gifts.
A lot of different gifts. But at some point in time, you have to apply that talent in the way that only you can apply it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I talk to Christian about that all the time. I said, you know, before he got to be, you know who he is now, you know, in the basketball realm.
Right, you shout out to him because he was what, all state.
He got MVP of the league, and then he got chosen as one of the top players in the state, so of California. So big things happening for him. But before he got to this point, you know, I used to tell him, I said, son, hustle will always hustle and heart will always trump skill set.
Mm-hmm.
And you can get a person that has hustle and heart, and you could be the best shooter on the team,
mm-hmm.
right? But you only get put in the games if you don't have hustle and heart,
right?
Because you can't play both ends of the floor without hustle and heart. If you're a good defender, a good offensive player, you know where you're supposed to be, you know who you're supposed to guard, and you know how to shut people down, then that's hustle, heart, and skill set.
Mm-hmm.
So now you're asking yourself now, you know, where is this going? Here's the thing. Right now, your hustle, your heart, and your skill set are all in tandem. Or are they? Ask yourself that. What is my hustle, my heart? Is my heart in this thing? Am I hustling? And what's my skill set? What am I great at?
Mm-hmm.
Whatever you're great at. I'm not talking about what you see somebody else great at. What are you great at? And fam, this is a topic because we're getting ready to get into how to apply, because we're shifting now.
Right.
We're getting ready to get into how to apply your gift wherever you are. So I'm going to let you.
That's good.
Let you say something.
No, I think that's good. I mean, hustle and heart. When you think about it, it really is everything, because that's mm-hmm. where your passion is going to come from. And passion precedes everything. So when you give it your all and it comes from your heart, it's coming from within, and you get up every day and you move towards it, that's what's going to create the very things that we want to see actually manifest in our lives. And so it's not about the skill set, but what happens is the skill set ends up becoming a part of your life. So mm-hmm. it is in tandem, because it ends up growing. You end up becoming that professional at whatever you're doing because you're putting that passion into it, because you're leading with your heart, because you're getting up every day and hustling and grinding. You know, that's what ends up creating the very things that we want to see, you know, happen. So, you know, it takes all of that working together in order to really begin to achieve the goals, in order to begin to move ourselves forward, in order to begin to grow in the very things that we need to grow in, because you got to know that the only way to get ourselves to the next level is through the stretching. It's through the getting out of our comfort zone. It's through the different trials that we have to go through, not focusing on the issues, but focusing on the why. Why am I going through this? What do I need to learn from this? What do I need to take from this that's going to help me at that next level?
Right.
So it strengthens you.
The growth through.
Yeah, that whole.
That growth through.
That growth through. Absolutely.
Because you're learning.
Right,
you're not
you got
to
grow through.
Yeah, you're
right.
not just
yeah,
becoming
absolutely.
A professional victim.
Yeah, no.
So let's kind of break this thing down a little bit because, you know, I think this is paramount when it comes to a level of success, no matter where you are.
Mm-hmm.
And I can talk on this from both ends of the spectrum. And so can you, corporate America,
mm-hmm.
and even the industry that we're in right now, the industry of direct sales and network marketing. Now, I bet, you know, some of you right now, maybe somebody that's listening to this broadcast and somebody that's going to hear it, some of you have, you know, you've been laid off from your job. And you're trying to figure out, okay, what am I going to do? And this is a prime example of having a plan B.
Right.
Right? So we understand that as this thing, if the longer this thing goes, then the worse it gets for everybody, right? It doesn't matter what you do, it gets bad for everybody, right? So when we think about the contrast here, corporate America and network marketing, right? So think about your skill set. In corporate America, your skill set was me.
Right.
It's how much can, what can I affect so that I can make more money and so that I can move to the next level.
Right.
It wasn't so much. Little by little. It wasn't so much as being contingent. Yeah. Yeah. Like you had a team. And if you were a leader in corporate America, right? Like I had a team. I had a team of engineers. I was only good as my team.
Right.
Because responsible for engineering so many solutions for cell site coverage. I was responsible for that. So if my team sucked, then I sucked, right? And there were moments when I realized that I was actually standing still. No matter what I did, no matter how many times I talked and tried to instill things, it didn't work.
Hmm.
Now, I'm going to contrast this because I want you guys to get this. We're talking about hustle, heart, and skill set, okay? So when you have a team and you look at what your team is doing, your team, depending on if you got a good team, because I'm going to back up a little bit, right? We're talking about the draft first, right?
Mm-hmm.
You got to draft the right people for the team. The right people for the team have hustle. I ain't talking about skill set yet, because if you got hustle and heart, and I'm going to add one more thing to that,
mm-hmm.
okay? If you got hustle and heart and aptitude.
To learn.
To learn. Aptitude to learn anything, right? Then you can create a skill set.
That's good.
Now, corporate America, that is like the epitome of what corporate America is.
It is.
Because if you have a great team, you can move through the ranks and your team will move through the ranks with you. Right. You guys, if that makes sense to you guys. Right. So that's how corporate America works. You pick the right team through interviews
mm-hmm.
and things of that nature. And as you're interviewing people, if they don't have at least that hustle, that heart and that aptitude, then 9 times out of 10,
they're not going to get the job.
They can't even learn the skill set.
Right.
And it's going to be a dead weight to the team.
Right.
Guys, I'm submitting to you today that in life, it is absolutely no different.
Mm-hmm.
I think we get caught up on being the person that in the military, we always say no man left behind.
Mm.
Right. But understand the context of every statement. No man left behind. Everybody that was there was qualified to do their job.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody had hustle, heart, aptitudes, which means they had a skill set.
Mm-hmm.
Right. You ain't in the military unless you can learn some things and apply some things,
right?
So no man left behind at that point means this is my circle.
Right.
These are the people that are on my team. They're an asset. We're not leaving nobody behind.
Mm-hmm.
So now let's fast forward. You have your team, right? You've weeded out the weak links, the people that really don't want it. They don't have any hustle. They're not willing to apply themselves. They don't have any heart. And so they, since they haven't been doing that over a period of time, they have no aptitude, so they can't learn. Now, this seems harsh, but I'm giving you guys the keys to success. You have to find the right circle,
mm-hmm.
right? If you don't find the right team, right, that you're on, and that team is contingent on you, right?
Right.
So you find the right team, and once you find that right team, that means they got hustle, heart, aptitude, and you can create the skill set, right? So corporate America, boom. That's what we did all day long.
Mm-hmm.
And we were great. We were awesome. We commanded so much money, and that's why they got rid of us. But anyway, because we commanded so much money because we were so good at what we did.
That's how they do.
Right. So they wanted to shrim that fat.
Without a thought.
So here we are without a flicker. So here we are.
It's happening now.
It's happening right now. So here we are. You look at the – let's contrast direct sales and network marketing. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
When you look at – direct sales network marketing, you have so many people. I'm telling you guys how to build a team. Okay. It's not gonna be what you think it is. All right, but it's gonna be what it's supposed to be. Right? So you have so many people that come into an industry like this because it is no respect to person.
Right.
Right. We always say from Yale to jail, it doesn't matter where you come from, you get a shot here.
Right.
You get on the team.
Come in on the same
right.
plane.
Come in on the same plane. As a matter of fact, you can have the smartest person that came from Yale come in and only come in on this level. You can come in on this level, right? Just depends on how much heart, hustle, and aptitude you have, right? How much sense, how much savvy do I have? I want to get here, so I want to do this right off the bat. So the playing field is level for everybody, but you choose. So when you get Yale to jail, all these people coming into an industry
mm-hmm.
like this industry,
mm-hmm.
and when they get here, they either have big dreams, right? Mediocre dreams or small dreams.
Right.
Right? You have to determine which of those three.
But they got some type of dream.
But they got a dream.
They said
right?
yes.
They got a dream.
Now I have it.
They said yes because right. of either inspiration or
desperation.
Right?
Absolutely.
So this is how you guys discern, right? So when you discern, because the industry is for everybody, you got to realize not everybody's going to have a great level of success.
Mm-hmm.
Some people are just going to, I always say it, I say it like this. Some people are just going to be 100-aires. Some people are going to be 1,000-aires.
Mm-hmm.
Some people are going to be millionaires.
Mm-hmm.
But there's a place for everybody.
It sure is.
But it depends on your hustle,
your heart,
and your aptitude,
mm-hmm.
right?
To learn.
So it's to learn. You don't have to, the skill set piece comes down the road,
mm-hmm.
okay? And guys, this is how you move from level to level. So if you're on this level and you're like, okay, I'm ready to move to the next level, in this industry, it's a team game.
Mm-hmm.
If your team is not good, then you're not going to move from level to level, and you can plateau.
Right.
Right. So now you found your team. You got some people hustle, heart, and aptitude, and you start moving. Now here comes the biggie. Here comes the biggie. Because thinking of that, I'm going to say this because it needs to be said. We have a team of people around the world. Everybody you have in this industry, a ton of people, and they all have varying levels of commitment,
mm-hmm.
right? So in those varying levels of commitment, you have to find out who's committed and who's not committed. And as you start moving through this thing, you say, okay, you're committed. You have hustle, heart, and aptitude. Now here comes the easiest part in the world,
mm-hmm.
because we haven't even gotten the skill set yet, okay?
Mm-hmm.
We haven't gotten the skill set. The easiest part in this industry, which is the part that most people miss, Pam, is duplication.
Yeah.
Because people don't duplicate what's hard. People duplicate
what's easy,
right? This industry is about mass, because we just created.
Simple.
Yeah, this industry has created more millionaires than any other industry on the planet. So if it created that many millionaires, it had to create a lot of 1,000-aires, 100-aires, right?
Right.
So it's a big, big industry, pays out big, big money. So when we're really looking at how this thing kind of like moves up, you've got people that now they're ready to duplicate, but now you have to look at what they're duplicating.
Mm.
What are they thinking about duplicating? Because sometimes people look at it and they're like, I can't do that.
Right, that's true.
Remember, we're not at skill set yet.
Right.
We're not at skill set. Skill set hasn't even come into play yet. We're still at hustle, heart, and aptitude. So since we're talking about hustle, heart, and aptitude, now you have to ask yourself, what are you teaching people? What are you teaching people? If you're teaching them what's simple, every business, every network marketing, direct sales company has about three or four simple steps.
Mm-hmm.
When you take those three or four simple steps and you apply them the way that they've historically been applied to historically create the success that you're going for,
mm-hmm.
then those actual steps create duplication.
Yes, and results.
And results.
Mm-hmm.
But what happens here, even in life, people tend to make it difficult because they want exclusivity. They want to be the only person doing something. And it, why? Here's the thing. I'm going to tell you why. Here's the thing. If you know that you want to create a team, then you want to keep things as simple as possible.
Right.
So that means from A to Z, there's a simple process to get there, right? So if the process is simple, people are like, oh, crap, I can do that.
Right. That's what you want.
I can do. You want that duplication,
yeah,
right? I
absolutely.
Can do that. No problem. And when you start creating different things that aren't a part of that four steps is when the complications come
mm-hmm.
into play, right? So whatever those four steps are, if you are not pushing those four steps in your business, and yeah, this is turned into a direct sales and network marketing.
I noticed.
Because I want you guys to get this because of where we are right now. Think
I
about
noticed.
This. Think about this. Think about how many right. people are turning to a home-based business.
Right. Right? That's true.
Right?
Because
so
they're at
so,
home.
So because they're at home now. But think about the people also that understood that something like this may happen.
Right.
They've got
they
a plan
had
B.
Plan B.
Right?
Absolutely.
So now we've got a lot of people that are sitting at home right now that are trying to figure out, how do I do this home-based business thing? Right? Now, you can do a home-based business and you can buy a whole bunch of stuff and sell toy parts from your house. A home-based business, you can, but pretty soon the production is going to stop. You're not going to be able to get stuff in, yada, yada, yada. So things are going to happen, but we just happen to be in the health and wellness industry. So when we're looking at the way this thing works, it's relevant now for us to talk about something like this because so many people are sitting at home doing just the same thing that Pam and I and some of you out there have been doing for the last 5, 6, 20 years,
mm-hmm.
right? So now that we've got all of this stuff panned out, now we know we've got a whole bunch of brand new people that are looking to say, how do I get traction in this industry? How do I start? You start by doing the simple things, and you perpetuate by doing the simple things,
mm-hmm.
right? And you duplicate by doing the simple things, and you keep doing the simple things. Because you ever heard that old saying, Pam, if you put 20 people in a line,
mm-hmm.
and you tell them that, look, I walked outside, the sky was blue, there were birds in the sky, and the sun was shining. And you tell that to the first person, by the time it gets to the 20th person, they're going. It would have
orange.
Changed.
Right.
Right. It would have changed.
Yeah, definitely.
Right.
That's
so,
a telephone
so that
man.
Means somebody can't
yeah.
process a couple of sentences.
Right.
Right.
Absolutely.
So now we're talking about team. You got those 20 people on your team.
Absolutely.
And you tell them, you know, I walked outside, the sky was blue, the sun was shining, the birds were in the sky.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to change that thing by the time it gets down to the probably
absolutely.
About the 10th. Person
yeah,
at least
yeah,
it's gonna be the sun wasn't shining, the sky was overcast because people are going to change things,
right?
And
mm-hmm.
it did the message didn't end how it started,
right?
So how do you do that? You keep it simple,
mm-hmm.
right? You keep it simple. So I know that may have been four different things. That's a little hard for people to get,
mm-hmm.
so I'm gonna change it. I want to keep it simple, right? I'm just gonna tell you it's a beautiful day and you can make some money.
There you go.
That's it.
Everybody can repeat that.
Everybody can repeat that. But you've got these people in line, and if you got a good team of people that understand what's happening and that simplicity creates the duplication,
mm-hmm.
right? If they understand that, then they'll pass that message along. It's a beautiful day, and you can make some money.
Mm-hmm.
And it'll get all the way to the end.
It's a beautiful
right?
day.
If you've got a great team. If you've done your interview process, if you got the right people that are closest to you doing the simple things, right, that you just told them, but then you got that one person that wants to do something different.
Right.
Right. And so now they want to implement their skill set
right.
into this.
Right.
And they want to say, well, shoot, I can say that in another language. I can say that in French. You know, so when it comes to them, they want to show everybody how smart they are. So they say shumbalu shababububu, whatever it is, and mess up the whole program.
So now you got people from 10 to number 20 that don't know what the crap, what the heck is going on. And now you're wondering, what happened?
Oh my goodness. What happened?
Simplicity creates duplication, but you have to find the right people.
Right, absolutely.
So in the beginning of this, I talked about one word. And I said it's very, very important. It's discernment.
Mm-hmm.
You have to be able to discern the right people, right? Now, I'm not saying that you discern the right people, then throw everybody else away.
Right.
What I am saying is discern the people that are ready.
Absolutely.
To move.
You have to. Mm-hmm.
Discern the people that are ready to move fast,
mm-hmm,
and are ready to be simple,
mm-hmm,
and create the simple system and follow a simple system,
mm-hmm,
and say the simple things and move, because simplicity creates duplication.
Yes, it does.
I'm gonna let you go because I got some more stuff to say.
No, that's good. I mean, that's real good, because when you think about it, if you begin to make things too difficult in life, and this is no matter what you got going on, then what's going to end up happening is people can't follow. People can't stay on that path. But when you keep things simple and you now just get very good at doing the same thing over and over and over again, and now it's going to create the duplication that's necessary, you know, especially when we're talking about a home-based business, which is what we do for a living. And in this season, you know, as you may be watching this, and you may be a part of our company, or a part of any home-based business, or maybe you're looking for one. You got to know that this is something that if you get up every day and you do the simple things, if you get up every day and you now begin to just take that hustle and that heart and to go for it, then what's going to happen is it starts to duplicate. It creates an energy, okay, an energy about you, because right now the world is looking for hope, okay? And, you know, I put it in our group earlier today that for real, we literally help give the world hope. Not just are we changing lives with health products and offering financial freedom, you know, whether it's just to bridge the gap, a couple hundred, a couple thousand, whatever it may be in life. But for real, we paint that picture of hope because of the fact that we have something that's very simple, that's very easy. So when you take the simplicity out of it and you overthink it, what happens is nobody moves. Okay, mm-hmm. People become paralyzed. People don't know what to do. But simplicity is going to be the very thing. As you get up every day, you do the simple things, and you have fun with it, right? You got to have some fun. If you're not having fun in whatever it is that you're doing,
mm-hmm,
you're doing something wrong, because people like to have fun. People like
right.
to laugh. People like to smile, you know, and it creates a different energy to help people to stay focused on the positive and where they're going, as opposed to paying attention to the position that they're in. So absolutely, keeping things simple, that hustle, that heart, that passion, that now has, because you have the aptitude to learn, you're doing the simple things, and now you look up and you have the skill set, but that skill set too, you don't want to make it too complicated.
Right, because you bring that, when you bring the skill set into this,
right,
and I'm not dogging skill set, Pam, all right, because you have to understand there's always a place
right.
for the skill set.
Mm-hmm.
The simplicity of what we do and what you should do out there if you're having a home-based business is duplicatable if you do it the right way. But I want to keep expressing to you guys that you could have a team full of 1,000-plus people, all right, but you only have 15 people that are doing what's necessary.
Right. Well, that's okay. The 80. Right.
Right.
Law average.
We talk about the 80-20
Pareto.
You know, right. Pareto. We talk about
20% of the people do 80%
of
the work. And those
right.
are the ones you give your attention to. Like
mm-hmm.
for real, you got to be able to identify that
yeah.
discernment. You can't do it to the masses, because the masses are not listening. The masses
right.
are going to do whatever they choose to do, and those are the ones that are just going to be in the game, just kind of chugging along, you know, not really doing anything. But it's the 20% that you're looking for, because it's the 20% that's doing the work.
It's doing the work. And,
uh-huh.
and I'm going to give you guys this is the new Nate law of average. Okay, because there's the law of average that says that the law of average is that not everybody's going to do
right.
what they're supposed to do.
No.
Right? So you're going to get, 100
not
people.
Not everybody's going to be committed.
And out of 100 people, you'll get 15, maybe a 20 if you're blessed. 20 people that are going to do what they're supposed to do. I didn't make those numbers up. That's just reality, right? That's that law of average.
Uh-huh.
And then to add injury to insult to injury, guys, then you got the second part of that, which is the law
of average. Is not everybody is going to want to be above average.
Right.
Everybody just wants, a lot of people just wants to be average.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to recognize that because not everybody's ready to move.
Absolutely.
When you are ready to move.
Mm-hmm.
So if you stand there and you wait on them,
you're going to get
then
left
you're
behind.
Just, you're just as average
as
they
are. Right.
Right. So understand. So Pam and I really have to catch ourselves because we've been in this industry for 25 plus years, really. So when we really think about what this is for us, it's second nature,
mm-hmm.
right? But we have to really, really catch ourselves because think about all of the things we've seen. Think about all, not just us. There are leaders in this industry that know so much about the industry, and they know so many things, how to implement certain things, how to do certain things. But their task is to actually help you implement it the way you should implement it and be on the level that you're on and help you build that foundation and move to the next from level to level.
Right.
See, because you can't be yanked up to level 15 and you haven't had a foundation from level 1 through 14.
Right.
Right. So if you guys understand, if that makes sense to you, right? So when you're looking at building anything, you have to go through the process, but you have to be committed, consistent. You have to have heart. You have to have hustle. And you definitely have to have aptitude. Remember, I haven't said anything about skill set yet.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
That's
all of these are things that it takes to win in this industry. Now, let's talk about the individuality of who you are and what you've become good at.
Mm-hmm.
Right. If you know that you're good at certain things, if you're great at talking to people, right? We're going to keep this in the realm of direct sales and network marketing. If you're great at talking to people, if you're great at just recruiting people, if you're great, no matter what it is, if you're great at doing presentations, awesome. You're great at those things, and there's a level and a way for you to apply those things. But here's the separation. Your skill set, I'm going to say this way. Your skill set cannot screw with the simplicity.
Right.
Okay. You can't screw around with the simplicity of what was created to give the success.
Right.
Because when you create something different and say, this is a part of the system that you should do, then guess what? People are going to do it.
Hmm.
If you start doing it and making it seem like it's a part of what needs to be done, then they're going to start doing it.
Mm-hmm.
So let's talk about the company that we're actually in. We're biased. Yeah. let's talk about Total Life Changes. And it's not just Total Life Changes because there's a lot of companies. Everybody has a 3 or 4, at the most 5 steps, right, that they have.
Right.
Right? The 4 steps, man. Pam, give them the 4 steps.
I mean, it's real simple. I mean, really, for real. All you got to do, number one, you got to become a product of the product, right? For real. You have to feel the product. You got to experience the product, ladies and gentlemen. Once you do that, you got to think about the people that you know. That's the second step. Who do you know? Okay.
No, give them the simple. Give them the first one, the simple. All right. That's level 2. The simple is the simple. Here at TLC, what you're asked to do from the gate, just like any other network marketing company.
Simple.
Okay, you were, but you weren't being specific.
Okay,
the specific is that you're going to have to come into this, and you're going to have to build a list.
Right. Well, so yeah, absolutely.
That's
simplicity.
What I'm
trying to say. Build
start
list.
With that because you start with that.
Okay.
This is what I'm saying.
Okay.
You got this,
product
this,
of the product.
We got the 4 steps. Become a product of the product.
Build your list. Who do you know?
Right.
All right. Third, you got to get to work. It's called activity. Okay. What activities are you going to do in order to create the success? Okay. In order to expose, because exposing is the name of the game. And that fourth thing is you got to plug in. It's real simple.
So
you
let's back
plug
up.
In
let's
in order
it
to
super
now create
simple.
The skill set that's
See,
necessary.
Because we got it. So we got to keep it level. One.
All right, level one.
Level one. No expounding.
No expounding. Okay.
Plug in.
Uh-huh.
Become a product of the product.
No. Number one is the product of product.
Okay. Build your list.
Right.
Okay. Build your business and plug in.
Right.
Okay. That's it.
That's it.
When you hear that, what do you think about? Right? So the first thing is become a product of the product. Before we say anything, the average person that you want to move from level to level with you knows that means I got to take these products. In any company you're in, you have to take the product.
Right, you got
to
consume it.
The second thing is you need to figure out who your audience is. Build your list of people that you know.
Right.
Right? Boom. There is no negotiations there.
Right.
If I tell you that you got to pass, if you pass the ball to pass a football, you have to cock your arm back and move it forward like that to be successful to get it downfield. Well, why are you going to do like this? I don't flick the ball. It's not going
right.
to go downfield. You can't make that. That's not how we do this, right? So be a product of the product. That's simple. You got to take the product.
You need a story.
Right? So even before we get into all of that, you know that the simplicity is to be a product of the product. The second thing is to build your list. You may say build a list of what? People that you know, with customers and business partners. Boom. Enough said. All right? The third thing, ladies and gentlemen, is to actually build your business. Right.
You gotta launch.
You gotta
open your business.
You want people to know that you're in business.
Right.
Okay. Forget we ain't got to the launch and all of that yet. You want people to know that you're in business. If you put a McDonald's on the corner, right? And let's just say you not McDonald's, because when people see the arches, they know they're gonna get some fries and hamburgers.
Right.
Right.
Absolutely.
Right. So let's just say you open up a massage parlor, right? And nobody has ever heard of your massage parlor before. And you put it on the corner, you're going to advertise, right? You're going to advertise for that business. So that's what we mean when we say build. You got to let people know that you are in business,
mm-hmm.
right? And the fourth thing, ladies and gentlemen, is plug in. Plug in to a proven success system. That means you need to plug into somebody that knows what the heck they're doing.
Right.
Right? I'm not talking about plugging into the person that just started just like you and they don't have a clue just like you.
Right.
Okay? I'm talking about plugging into somebody that knows what they are doing. Right. So that means you need to be on the things that you should be on. Those are the simple four steps. That's level one.
Mm-hmm.
Some of y'all have messed up level one.
Right.
And you don't know it. This is an epiphany for some of you. You've messed up level one for two reasons. Either you didn't do it. And because you didn't do it, you're telling anybody else to do it.
Right. It's not going
right?
to duplicate.
So
if
now
you don't do,
ask yourself.
Can't.
Yeah,
ask anybody
system?
Else to do it.
Yeah, what system am I putting in place now? So if it's
right.
not a system of success, because you don't know if it's a system of success until it's successful.
Right.
Right? So now you created your own system, and it's a system of trial and error.
Mm-hmm.
Why would you take people through a system of trial and error when there is a system of success right here? I tell you why. It's because you... I'm pointing the finger at whoever I'm pointing the finger at. For those of you on the radio, I'm pointing the finger right now at everybody on Facebook Live. You know, you don't understand duplication.
Right.
Okay?
Right.
You don't understand that I got to keep it simple, right? There's an old saying that you say, KISS, keep it simple, and they used to say stupid, but I never said that. Keep it simple, right? Keep it short and sweet. Keep it simple. That's it.
Right.
And people have failed at that first part because why is it just four simple steps? Why is it so easy to comprehend for everybody? Because this industry is for everybody.
Right. It is.
From Yale to jail, you can come in. So if you have that amount of people, you're not studying for the bar to be a lawyer. You're not going to school to be a dentist or a doctor. Right. That takes a lot of studying and that takes a skill set. That takes a lot of app. Not everybody can do that.
Mm-hmm.
Right. But here, everybody can come here. The reason people fail is because they miss it at level one.
That's true.
You don't do the simple things that you're supposed to do. And when you skip a step, it messes the whole thing up.
It messes the system.
Yeah. You can't have success without practicing all four steps. And that's why the retail component was created in every company.
Mm-hmm.
All right. You're going to make some money in retail. You're going to sell these products because guess what? Somebody else has done it. Somebody has some testimonies and you can sell the products.
Right.
Right.
Absolutely.
Right. But after a while, that only lasts for so long too, because they'll say, hey, if you're not taking the products, being a product of the product, then why would I keep buying them from you and believing?
Right. Absolutely.
Right?
And that's why it starts with, that's the step one. And I would say that's across the board at any company, because if you're not a believer of the product, then you're not even going to be able to promote it properly.
Right.
You know, literally, like you cannot, I just had this conversation with someone, honestly, you cannot expect to say yes to something and now go out and sell your product and you have not experienced it yourself. Because what happens is
no
you
passion.
Become, right, there's no passion, right? You become a salespeople. Nobody wants to be sold, right? Anything. So now what's going to happen is you limit the amount of success that you can have simply because you don't even believe in it. Because you have not experienced it. That's why step one is you have to be a product of the product. You have to feel this thing. You have to experience this thing. You have to have your own personal testimony of what this product has been able to do for you. Because now when, once you experience it, what's going to happen is it's your passion that's going to proceed. I don't sell anything. I used to be shy, so I can't sell anything to anybody. I can't, you know, there's some people out there that can sell ice to Eskimos. Is that what it is?
Mm-hmm.
But I can tell you, I can't sell anything, right? I got it right. Cool.
Got it right.
Right? But I don't. But it's my passion. You can't tell me nothing because I know what these products have done for me, my family, my dad, everybody. So therefore, it's that that precedes everything. So that's why step one, you can't skip it. You don't get your orders coming in, your smart ships coming in every month, and now you go out and sell them, all right? You can't even lead by example, and guess what? What's going to happen is the people that now partner with you, if they choose to, if they, for some reason, because they don't know, that they're not going to duplicate. They're going to do the same thing that you do, right? And then that second thing, absolutely, we say build your list. Build your list. And really and truly, this is where most people miss it, like right here, right here.
Oh, yeah,
because
that's a hard
I know
part.
That's a very hard part, right? I used to do it. Like, for real, please. Okay, I'm listening to all the little simple things that people are telling you to do, but sometimes the simple people can make very hard. Mm-hmm. So you got to think about who do you know and take the time to physically write it down. It can't be in your head. No, not in your head. We say write it down because there's a reason. It's a connection of the pen to the paper. You got to write things down. And so you write it down. And you think about everybody that you know so that now you can be able to expose because it's a numbers game. It's an exposing game. How much exposure are you going to give because you're passionate, because these products are changing your life because you didn't skip step one, right? So now you're exposing because you built your list. And then when you get into the activity, right,
you
build your business.
Before you get into three.
Don't go three yet
because.
That's what we totally done. Yeah,
this is good, though. This is good. This is good. And it's very timely right now. Because,
wow.
Because let's look at one and two, okay? And here's the thing. Let's go back to discernment, okay? Remember, this is this industry for everybody.
Right.
But you have to define what you want.
Right.
What do you want? If you are saying, that, okay, no, I'm not. If there's millions to be made on the table, I want millions, right? Because I do know people that say, I don't want millions. And cool. I'm cool with that, right? So you have to know what you want. If you want to be at the top of do the get the most you can get out of this, then you have to find the people that discern the people that want what you want.
Right.
Okay? And this is important because people miss this part.
Mm-hmm.
People have to want what you want in order to move where you move.
That's right.
And what's happening is people are trying to convince people of what they want. That person doesn't know what they want yet. There's a certain thing as borrow my belief.
Mm.
You can borrow my belief in
the beginning,
these products. You can see my hype on saying, you know, well, I know I'm going to make this amount of money. I'm going to do this. I'm going to take these products. I'm going to lose this weight. I'm going to feel amazing. And you can borrow that belief for a minute, but you're going to have to develop your own belief.
Right.
Because that only lasts. That's motivation. Right.
Excellent.
That only lasts for a moment.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So in order for you to develop your own belief, that means that you're going to have to develop your own goals. You're going to have to increase stop playing small. Right. Because if I want to get everything that the company has for me, no matter what company you're in, if I want to get everything that the company has for me, then that means I want other people around me that want the same thing so that we can elevate together.
That's
right. Now you can feed everybody, but the people that are ready to move with you, you have to be able to discern those people.
Right.
Because you may run into some people that are like, man, you know, I kind of like what you're saying. And this happens, right?
Mm-hmm.
This happens. I kind of like what you're saying. You know, I think it sounds good. There's a lot of trigger words, right? A lot of trigger words. You know, but what if I can't get into this and I just can't? What if I lose my $50? What is
next stop?
Man, I'm sorry. This is the realest show ever. I'm sorry. No matter what your investment, I mean, here we are, and you're concerned about losing $50 and you broke, right? So I get it, right, that money is important right now, but the investment is there. So when you invest, now you're concerned, but you have to discern these type people.
Right.
Right?
That's
true. But now you're saying, okay, and I'm telling you guys how I think. When I'm talking to you and you have no belief in yourself, right, I'm putting you in a category right now that says you have no belief in yourself, right? This person goes in this bucket.
Right.
So now I'm still gonna say boom. Well, I believe that you can do this. Boom, boom, boom. You're creative for greatness. Boom, boom, boom. But until you believe it, you're still in this bucket.
Right.
Right. But when you get to that point to where you believe it, and now you're sold out, committed, and consistent with it. I got this, and your action start. Now I can take you out of this bucket and put you in this bucket where I am. Mm-hmm. Right. And now here we are. Now we got other people in this bucket. And we're all moving together. We can't put somebody in this bucket that doesn't believe what we believe and move the way we move.
Right.
Right? We just can't, because when we do that, that's called a liability. That's called dead weight. That's called dragging. Mm-hmm. Right? And in order for you to be successful, you guys get this and hear this, because a lot of people won't tell you this. Right? It's not about this thing is not just about you ordering some products. No matter what business you're in, order some products and take them. This is about you creating residual income. Uh-huh. Right. It's about you creating legacy. This is about TLC, whatever company you're in, paying you long after, right, it decides to not have us people market anymore for them, right? So residually, you've created some legacy for your family.
Right.
Right. So stop thinking small, right? Find people that are ready, because retail is always going to be part of what we do, but you have to tap into what part of retail you want that's going to create the residual.
Right.
Right. So we're talking about the duplication right now. So the duplication is, I want to pull you out of this bucket, because now you believe, you have told me that I want the same thing that you want.
Right.
Because you wanting what I want means you want everything.
Mm-hmm.
Pam and I want everything that there is to offer. Right. So that means if you want everything that's to offer, we can run together.
Mm-hmm.
We can run together. You can pick up the phone. You can call me. We can talk, because our conversation is the same.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not being dragged down because you keep calling me and telling me I don't think I can do this anymore. I just feel like I'm not getting.
Are you saying the same thing over and over again?
You've become a professional victim.
Right, and the person, and then you don't move because you don't believe. And you gotta believe in order to move.
Right.
You know, in order to take the action necessary, we can't help you with that. Just like Nate said, you know, you could borrow somebody's belief in the very beginning and say yes. But at the end of the day, you got to believe and you got to push past the fears that are going to come, because you're doing something different, and just do it. And when you just do it and you just take the actions that's necessary, then it's going to create the duplication. People ask all the time, how can I climb through the ranks? It's from duplication. You want to know, you want it to be successful. You want to have a strong foundation. Then you can't just bring people in. Wonderful. You're recruiting, but are they getting left behind? You know, are they falling between the cracks? Or do they not know what the heck they're doing, because you're not getting them, you know, into the four simple step system to where they're knowing exactly what to do. You know, because that can happen.
But that's on you though.
Right.
Here's the thing, that level one
right
is what you give people. And I think I don't want to get into you dragging people, right? Because that level one is mm-hmm. what you as a leader, because when you bring somebody into this business
right.
and you become a leader, right? In all practical sense of the word, somebody trusted you enough and believed in you to follow you, right? So
right.
you give them level one.
Mm-hmm.
Level one, ladies and gentlemen, be a product of the product, right? Right? Build your list.
Right.
Build your business and plug in, right?
Right.
Product of the product, build your list, right? Build your business and plug in.
Right.
Those four. You give them those four.
Mm-hmm.
And at that point, in any of the conversation that you talk to them, they don't give you, they don't say that I got this. That means they're not hungry yet. They're not hungry yet.
Right.
They're just retail customers right now, right? So you put them on the list as they're okay. They're not hungry yet. I'm looking for hungry, I need people that are hungry right now, sick and tired of being sick and tired.
Right.
Right. So you expose to everybody, but you have to know how to discern everybody.
Absolutely.
Right. So you got to have these different buckets, guys. And I'm giving you guys the brass tacks of what this thing is. Okay. It's not being mean, guys. This is business. And you want people to be successful, but not everybody's ready to be successful on the same level that you may want to be successful on.
Right.
Some of you haven't even made a decision to be successful on the level that you want to be successful on yourselves.
Right.
Right? Mm-hmm. So if you say, everything is in between, I want it all. There's everything in between, I want it all.
Mm-hmm.
So why not want it all? Why minimize yourself to saying, well, you know what? I just want to make $100. You're going to bring a whole bunch of other people in and say, I just want to make $100.
Right.
Cool.
Absolutely.
Now, cool. Now, I ain't saying
That's
a bad extra $100 a week, extra $250 a week. Awesome. Right. You're making extra money. You find a lot of people that are ready to make that kind of money every week.
Mm-hmm.
Man, you got an amazing team.
Mm-hmm.
Right. But you got to find the people that are ready to work every single week and they have something that they're working for. You said it last week. The push, ladies and gentlemen, only last for a moment,
mm-hmm.
right? You have to have something bigger
that's
pulling you,
mm-hmm.
right? If you don't have something
right.
bigger, and these are the people that you want to find,
mm-hmm.
right? So, Pam, that level one and that first step and that second step, right, that actually being a product of the product, taking your product, getting your testimony, committing to your goals, right? I don't care if it's Philly. If you say, I want to be a happier person, so I'm going to take this NRG, and you're not taking the NRG and you're still angry around everybody, then you're not being a product of the product.
Right.
If you say you want to lose 50 pounds, you've been telling everybody that, and you ain't lost but 5 the first week, and you stop taking the products, then you're not being a product of the product. Stop
right.
fooling yourself.
Right.
Right?
You got to keep going.
Keep going. What are your goals? If people see you getting your goals, they want to be attached to you. But when they want to be attached to you, guys, you have to discern what level do they want to be attached in. And it's okay. Ask them. You have not because you ask not.
Mm-hmm.
Ask them. Look, I need to know. This is what I'm doing. Okay? This is how I'm moving right now. Right? We're boom, boom, boom. We want to do this, 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 and this. And this is the four things you need to do. If they're not willing to submit and do those four things, great, and put you in this bucket over here. Enjoy the products. They just want to be a product of the product. Enjoy the product. Let me know when you're ready to move into level two and build your
keep
list.
Keep it moving.
Right?
Yeah.
But I can't keep saying, yeah, you built your list? Hey, you've got the list yet? Hey, when you going to build your list? Come on now. You going to build that list today? Come on, man. Give me that list. When you going to give me? No. They're not ready.
They're not
yet.
Ready. Keep
Find
it moving.
Some people that are hungry enough to follow the
hungry.
Simple steps. And I'm not busting these people, right? I'm not busting on them because they're just not ready yet.
Right.
And it's okay. Everybody is not going to be ready when you're ready. But I promise you, there are people that are.
They're just on a slower path.
You got to find the people that are ready
to move
with you.
This is all about speed of implementation.
You stuck with Auntie and Uncle Nim. You stuck with, you know, your sister, your brother. You're stuck on your neighbor that keeps telling you, I'm doing the product, but, you know, boom. And you got 6 people that you're worrying the clothes off of right now. And they're showing you repeatedly that they're not ready to move, right? And you keep bugging them. And there are people that are standing down the road waiting on you. I wonder when they're going to get to me.
Right.
I wonder when I'm going to get the thing
right.
that I said I was going to get. It's coming, Lord. It's coming. They're praying for it. But you stuck in the I don't believe bucket. But God, discernment is key. So step 1 and 2, product of the product, ladies and gentlemen, and build your list. What's that third one, Pam?
Build your business.
Build your business. You can't do the third one until you do 1 and 2.
Right.
I'm going to keep it 100. You can't build your business until you are a product of the product,
right.
And you're actually built your, you can do something that's a variation of building your business, but it's not the proven success system.
Mm-hmm.
So then you wonder, why am I not having success? Have you built your list? Well, no, not yet. Okay, what's your next question?
Right.
Because that's why you're not having success. We only know success in this realm.
Right.
If you do these 4 things and you follow what I tell you to do, this proven success system, then you will have success.
Right.
But you're not having it because you've omitted one of those 4 steps.
That's
and it's
right.
not your leader's fault. It's not your upline's fault. It's not TLC or your company's fault. It's
uh-uh.
your own fault.
Right.
You're not sold out yet. You're not completely committed to what you're doing.
Right. No, that's good. That's good. You gotta plug into the proven system, and you gotta do these things because they all connect to one another, and that's what's gonna create the success. So when you get into that building your business aspect, there's a lot of different things, and you gotta have a list. But you also have to realize that this four-step system, it doesn't stop there. It's a rinse and repeat type situation. It continues to go. You create that. A lot of times where people miss it is they create, some of them may even create that list, but they'll create it one time. Mm-hmm. Some of them, just like you say, they may get a story and they become a product of the product, and then they stop and they forget, you know, or, you know, not continue to take the products like they used to and that mm-hmm. type of stuff.
Right.
But even when it comes time to that list, your list is not a one-time thing. If you're out here, you're exposing, right?
Say that again.
Your list is not a one-time thing. Mm. You're out here, you're exposing, you're talking about whatever it is that you're doing, and you're letting people know what you have that's going to help to change their life, whatever it may be. Then what's going to happen is it's a constant filling of your pipeline. You always want that pipeline full, and that's your list. So you keep the pipeline full because you're doing something every day. That's my favorite word. What are you doing every day? What's your to-do list? What's your checklist? I put that out there to the team. What's on your checklist for today? What are you checking off? What activities are you going to do? What's your plan? What's your game plan as you wake up every single day? And so now you're building a business with the different activities that you can actually, that's going to help you to expose. What is it? That's simple. Simplicity. Right now, everybody's sitting at home, right? So therefore, everybody is online. People are turn up online. You don't have to be. This is not rocket science. Okay, get up. Talk about a product. Talk about your story. It's Tuesday. Everybody, y'all get out there, shoot a video, talk about your testimony. What have these products done for you so far? Where are you going with these products? What can you say to somebody today that's going to help to change their life? It's simple. You know why? Because somebody else could get up and do a live. Somebody else could get up and shoot a video. Somebody else could get up and post a picture, a before and after picture. You see, simplicity breeds that duplication. Somebody else could get up and say, you know what? I'm going to do a Zoom. I'm going to get on and I'm going to do a Facebook Live or an Instagram Live. All of these things, they are duplicatable. Right, all a part of building your business. And so, but
ooh,
the problem,
can we go there for a second?
Mm-hmm.
You say duplicatable. All of these things are duplicatable.
Right.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So think about the things that you do. Right. That if I'm thinking about, like, on this Blog Talk Radio show,
mm-hmm.
Pam, just to contrast a little bit, if I was teaching people
mm-hmm.
how to do a Blog Talk Radio show,
mm-hmm.
I would show them the simplicity of how to do it.
Right.
I would
mm-hmm.
say you need this account. You need this microphone,
mm-hmm.
right? Just a simple microphone. Even if you don't have a microphone,
mm-hmm.
I would say use your computer audio. The most important thing is all you really need to do a Blog Talk Radio show is a computer and an account.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody's like, oh, crap, I can do that.
Right, but if you tell them you got to go get this,
you got to go get this camera, this tripod. Yeah, then they're gonna be like,
they're not gonna do it.
I can't do that.
No.
And you're gonna wonder why they're not answering your call, because every time you call, they're gonna look at your phone like,
right.
I can't do that.
Right.
Can't do it. And if you're doing all of this stuff that's not duplicatable,
mm-hmm.
and you're wondering why people are dodging you like the Black Plague, they're dodging you like you got the coronavirus right now, because they know they can't do what you do.
Right.
And you've intimidated them.
Yeah.
Right. So keeping it simple, and no matter what level you are, I'm going to tell you, the top leaders right now, even me and Pam, that are doing the four steps. We're still doing the four steps. We're bringing people in and saying, hey, this is what you need. No list, no talkie.
Right.
You don't give
right.
me your
no
list.
Purple book, no purple book.
We don't talk. What do we got? Our company has something called Purple Book, right?
Right?
The Purple Book is your blueprint, your business plan.
Absolutely.
From A to Z.
And it ties right
it ties
in.
Everything
we've been
in.
Teaching for if years you, before
if,
the Purple
if,
Book.
If we told you to fill out this orientation package when you go to your job, are you not going to fill it out?
Right.
You're going to fill it out because you don't want to get fired.
Right.
Because while you do something like this, your capacity to be greater mm-hmm. is still contingent on your how you feel about yourself
right.
outside of the trading dollars for time.
Right.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So now you got a business over here that's contingent upon you doing something different.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So now here you are. We tell you to fill out the Purple Book. You know, hey, go on, you know, start taking these products. You need a smart ship. You need to be taking products yourself. Get a smart ship.
Don't sell them.
Right, don't sell them. Take them. Right? Take the products, right? And now all you got to do is build your list. Your list, and fill out your Purple Book. It's going to answer a lot of questions for you, right? And you're gonna now you're gonna know where you're going.
Right.
And then somebody calls you and says, you know, what about how do I do this? Hey, what's your purple book? Oh, I haven't filled it out yet. Why are we having a conversation?
Right.
But you guys lack the intestinal fortitude to build your business this way. What instead what you want to do is, come on, I'm gonna need that purple book. I'm gonna need for you to fill out that list. And you keep doing that for a month, 2 months, 3 months, and you're giving your time to people that aren't ready to move, and there are people waiting for you to move. So the simplicity is do the things that you said you were going to do when you started.
That's commitment.
And if you don't do it, then realize that you're gonna be the put you're gonna be put in that I don't believe bucket. Some of y'all are mad about that right now. But that's a bucket. I'm sorry. And everybody that is ready to build a successful business, they have that bucket.
Right.
Right? Because they know that if I don't put you in that bucket, you're gonna eat up all my time.
All the time.
And you're gonna keep calling me every day.
That's waiting who are worthy of the time because they just need to know what to do, and they got everything, and now you got to help move them along. That's the key.
You're going to call and not, you're gonna call and ask the same questions that we just talked about on the team call on Thursday night. You're going to be like, oh, I couldn't make it. You know, oh, I had Bible study. I had this.
That. Now, those are the best. The text messages and this and that, and not plugged into nothing, which moves us on to step four so we can go on about our day. For real, that plugging in piece. OMG. Like, for real. There's a reason why we say plug in. You got to plug into a proven system. TLC has that, okay? With everything we got going on, the Purple Book, the 10-5-2, the G5 Qualified, that ties right into the four-step system, for real. We have a system, for real, right? But people miss the plugging in piece of even plugging into, you know, the different calls, the different team calls, whatever team you're a part of, plug in to those calls. Why? Because there's a reason. Because this is how you get the skill set. You can have that hustle, that heart, and the aptitude to learn. But if you're not putting yourself in the proper environment in order to learn, in order to grow, then what's going to happen is you're not even going to know what you're a part of. Okay? Mm-hmm. And now that's when the questions come, you know, that literally, you're right, get answered on the calls, on the trainings, and things of that nature. Not to mention, we won't even talk about the help center that's in the back office that people don't never click. And never read and pull up, but want to ask questions. I'm just saying about simple things because you got to take initiative. All right, home-based business. You got the steps. You got the proper leadership that's going to lead you. You plug into those the proven success system. Those that have created the success. Because if you're the blind leading the blind, you're going to be the blind leading the blind, and you're going to find yourself blinded. Okay, but literally. You know, taking the time to understand that this is a business for real, and most people treat it like a hobby. Mm-hmm. And when it's treated like a hobby, y'all, then what happens is you never become and achieve the type of success that you have the possibility of achieving because you're treating it like a hobby. But when you think about it, if this was a business that you had some for real overhead, okay, TLC. You know, people cry at the fact that, you know, we say, hey, put yourself on a 120 smart ship, $160 a month, you know, for real, in order to have unlimited possibilities. But think about this. If somebody has some real overhead, you open up a traditional business, you got light bills to pay, you got employees to pay, you got rent to pay, you got all kinds of things to pay, you're going to go hard at it, right? Yeah. Because at the end of the day, otherwise, that business is going to fail. Well, guess what? It's a home-based business. That gives you a lot of benefits that we won't even talk about from a tax write-off standpoint. But the fact of the matter that the overhead that you involved in, you already got to pay it anyway because this is where you live, right? So if you get up with that same mindset and you know that, you know what, I got to put that same type of energy into it as somebody who takes the time to invest millions of dollars to open up a Starbucks or a Chick-fil-A or a Lime Mexican Grill. I want to open up one of them one day, a Lime Mexican Grill. I miss Lime Mexican Grills out here on the West Coast. All right. But literally, you know, and you move with that same mentality to get up and to go hard for the very thing that literally can change your entire life. But plugging in is key. And so many people miss it because they create their own things. And then what happens is just like that telephone game that you talked about, how you start off saying one thing and by the time it gets down the road, it's so unfortunate that people will bring people into the business and not plug them in to the very things that's going to help them to create success, to plug them into the very leadership that they're a part of that's going to help them that to literally have a conversation with somebody who's created success to help them grow. And it stops right there. And what ends up happening is people, you know, never are able to achieve the levels that they could possibly achieve because they don't plug in.
Right.
You got to feel this thing. You got to be a part of this thing. You have to live this thing. It has to go from your head to your heart. And the only way for it to go from your head to your heart is for you to make sure that you understand what you're a part of, and you're a part of it every single day.
Absolutely. And people are making it difficult. You're right, Pam, 100%. That's some great stuff, you know, because I think you've got, you talked about plugging in. We learned the term called POC, point of contact. You've got certain points of contact that you want to make sure your people are a part of.
Right.
Right. But if you give them too many points of contact, then it's just busy work.
Right.
Right. So some of you are training the heck out of people. Some of y'all are just doing, y'all want to do, you got what the, so our, we got the big calls that we're on, right? Everybody has, can be a part of. And then you've got your leader's team call, right? Let's just say your leader that has had success. Here's the thing, and I'm just going to say it because this is how we've operated, you know, all, you know, the whole time we've been doing this. You don't want to inundate people with training. Okay. Because if you inundate them with training, then that means that they don't have time to go out and build their business. So they're too busy jumping on calls all the time. So people don't want to have to pick and choose, but at the end of the day, they do have to pick and choose. So if you have a leader that has had a level of success, you can't follow somebody that hasn't had any success, right? So if they haven't had any success in this industry, then you have to ask yourself, why am I following them?
Right.
Right? Why are we doing all these calls, right? Like, just take for our team, and I know I'm going to speak for all leaders right now. I'm going to speak for all these on our team, in our company, the one of the most recognized ranks is when you hit national. That means you're a national director, and you know, you've built country teams around the world, right? So you get that. And so these people that come in, you want them to be plugged into somebody that has had a proven level of success. Yeah, you've got some regionals that have, you know, a great level of success, and you plug into them, guys. But anything other than that, ladies and gentlemen, I'm just going to be straight up and honest with you. You need to plug into the team, into the call, to the training call. I'm saying this for all leaders out there that have had that level of success. Your people, they should be plugging into you, because they're going to get what they need from you. And when they get what they need from you, then they can go and build their business. Why should they jump on three or four other calls throughout the week to get the same thing that you should be giving them? It's the simplicity. It's not about who speaks the best. It's not about who has the best voice. It's not about who looks like this or looks like that. It's about who's teaching the four simple steps. Four simple steps, and they're duplicatable.
Right.
If we're teaching you the four steps, we could actually do every training call and teach you the four steps, because everything that we just talked about on this call today, the realest show ever on the grind,
right?
We made this the network marketing direction, network marketing show, right? So everything we talked about today, we talked about hustle, heart, and aptitude and skill set.
Mm-hmm.
If you can put those four steps into play, plugging being a product of the product, building your list, building your business, and plugging in, we can teach you those four things every single day with small variations in between each one of them, like we just did, right? Not to confuse you,
right?
So once you get that, where else you going? Where are you going? I'm speaking for every leader out there. If you're not on our team, if you got some amazing success, you know, why are you jumping on everybody's calls? You're getting what you need. Use that other time to go and build your business. Show some of that passion, some of that heart, some of that commitment and consistency. And there in the field, get on social media, build your business. If your DM isn't lit up, it doesn't matter how many likes you get.
Right.
If ain't nobody in your DM, it doesn't matter.
Right.
Right. If your phone's not ringing, you ain't got no voicemails, you ain't got no text messages. That's called non-income producing activity.
Right.
Right.
That's a
and
whole
you are just
show.
Spinning your wheels. Right? We can go on and on and on. But man, so you got anything else, Pam?
No, I think Blog Talk Radio is about
I hope somebody got mad today.
So, no, I could say that the grind definitely took a turn today, but, you know, it was obviously necessary, especially in this season. so that people know what to do that are in a home-based business, building it from home. And if you have to say yes to a home-based business, I think it's time. Okay.
Yes, man.
And say yes. Keep it simple.
Keep it
simple. Simplicity is going to prove
education. All right, y'all. So hopefully you guys got some value out of the show today, man. God bless you guys. We'll see you guys bright and early on Friday morning. Same time, same place.
Tell somebody about it.
Yeah.
Share this live.
And remember, it's not the start, guys. It's the middle that makes you full of spirit, right?
That's right.
And remember, God is always right there in the middle. You started, man. Yes.
Sometimes it seems hard to see, I guess, for you. And sometimes it's hard for you to see that I'm there with you. Oh, be strong, hold on, and know I'm right there in the middle. Other times I question your